T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are looking at President Trump's decision to end U.S. involvement in Syria. There's been a lot of reaction to it from lawmakers and also from the Pentagon. Let's go to the Pentagon this morning and check in with Luis Martinez this morning. Luis, what is the latest there on this decision?
Well, good morning, Susan. I think the latest is going on right now is the pushback that you're seeing from within the administration that this was President Trump going it alone inside of Syria. Sunday night, he had a conversation with the president of Turkey, and then he issued a statement late that night saying pretty much that he was going to pull back United States troops from within this key border area with Turkey, so because he felt that Turkey was going to go inside with an incursion. Then later in the day, you saw damage control on the part of the Pentagon. They issued a statement saying that the president was not endorsing a Turkish incursion, and that instead that the United States was going to do everything it could to try to prevent that from taking place. And then the president himself making these comments later in the day, kind of indicating that, yes, he had consulted with officials. But the reality is when I talked to people at the Pentagon yesterday, they were all completely blindsided. And I think what's going to happen right now is that there's going to be a real effort on the part of the United States to try to convince Turkey not to do something like this, because I think the damage has been done with the Kurds, though. I spoke with the senior commander-in-chief of all the Kurdish forces yesterday, and what he told me was that pretty much the credibility has been damaged significantly. So it's going to be really tough to try to reestablish links with the Kurds, let's say, if the Trump administration does backtrack completely on this.
Well, what is the fear for the Kurds here with the U.S. pulling out?
I think the key fear here is that with the Kurds, that they might get overrun by the Turks, and that the guards who, you know, they're the ones that are actually keeping guard on the thousands of ISIS prisoners that are still dangerous. And if they leave their positions because they have to go back up to the north to try to defend their home areas, who's going to be taking care of the ISIS fighters? I mean, that's one of the concerns for the United States security-wise. The other thing is that the Kurds might get overrun. And nobody in the United States, at least national security apparatus, wants to see that happen. That's why you saw the really strong pushback on the part of even Republican members of Congress yesterday, because they've been strong supporters of the Kurds. They want to see a strong U.S. presence in Syria. And by pulling out from that key border area, they're concerned that we're just going to hand over the Kurds to the Turks.
Yeah, and what is the status of ISIS right now?
Well, ISIS was defeated territorially. That means that they no longer control any key parts of Syria and inside Iraq. But they're still a danger. I mean, they are still there. They still have about 15,000 members that they can call upon for terror attacks inside Iraq and Syria. The concern is that these guys who have been captured on the battlefield are getting even more radicalized in these prisons and could pose a security risk. So you talk to the national security people, and they're still very concerned about ISIS. And the president's statement on Thursday night said pretty much, hey, Turkey, you're going to be in charge of them. Well, we don't know that they can actually want to be in charge of those ISIS prisoners. So still very strong concerns, but ISIS is still a concern in the region, and that's, I think, part of the statements that you're seeing coming from senior administration officials, that why they're kind of clarifying what the president said on Sunday night.
All right, thanks for the update. That's Luis Martinez live at the Pentagon this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.